The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I almost died.
Why? When? Recently?
Why? When? Okay. So I was in a parking lot, and I just I started walking. Mm-hmm. It was my fault.
As people do in parking lots. They walk or they drive?
I was walking.
Okay.
I was walking.
Okay.
And I went to like cross the parking lot, and I should have looked right and left, but I didn't hear anything.
Right.
And a hybrid almost plowed me over. And then I was thinking, I'm like, I wonder if there's a statistic out there of like increased pedestrian deaths because of hybrids.
Or at least hit, like,
they
like
are the silent killer.
They are the silent killer.
You can't
killer.
Hear them.
I love that you're telling me. I just had a similar experience with, well, not similar, because I don't drive a hybrid. I'm, you know, working on that.
I do.
We're working on that. But I was driving down Sunset yesterday, and this pedestrian literally, it was like stopped traffic on one side, and my side was going, like, freely going, and he, like, busted out and just ran across. I almost hit him.
Well, he deserved.
He's an idiot.
To die.
You aren't, but come on. You
gotta
look
not.
Both ways.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
That's Taryn.
I feel like it takes us a while in the beginning to like get into a rhythm.
Uh-huh.
And then you know what I noticed?
What?
I was listening back to one of our episodes, and I say a lot of really dumb things under my breath, and you just, like, you're not even fazed by them.
Really?
Like, the other day, I listened to one, and I was like, blah, 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 like, said some dumb joke, and then you hear me just, like, like, giggling to myself, and then you just were like,
you know what's happened? You know what's happened? This is the result of many years of friendship.
That's true.
So I bet like the audience is thriving off of your little side comments, but like me, I'm just used to it.
You're like
this
I'm
is Taryn. This is how it is with her, like in the podcast room and outside of the podcast room. This is just
so
how
true.
She is. So it doesn't affect me anymore.
Yeah. That's I took funny. A video one time driving. My mom was driving the car and I just started like singing opera like super loud and like screaming. Mm-hmm. And then I like panned to her and she has no reaction, like none whatsoever. And then it's just like how you know, like I'm legit like weird all the time.
Yeah, you're weird all the time, and the you know, there's just the people around you are used to it. That's what it is.
Yes,
that's what it's come
true.
Down to.
It's very true. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to this episode. I don't even know what number we're at because we're just seasoned veterans.
We're seasoned veterans. we've been here. We've done that.
We have. If you're new,
welcome.
We're Unsolicited Advice.
Nice
we give
you.
Advice. For free.
No charge here.
And it's, you know, it's the best we got, probably not the best you could get.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Probably. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
still good though.
I have something to show you, Ashley.
Oh my God. I'm
so me and Ashley, like, it's like seriously like a feeding frenzy from our email. So our email is adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Send it to us.
And that's where we get all our stories and everything. But like I work during the day, and so a lot of times by the times I get to the email, I feel like she's already, like, snagged most of them.
I mean, I do try to get in there before
we do,
you.
Because we have a folder system. Obviously, you haven't heard previous episodes if you're just learning about this. But anyways, so I found an email the other day, and it just was titled Weird Things.
Yes.
And I was like, this has my
great
name
title
on it. And she was saying that this isn't a story or anything. It's
right.
just something weird that she came across, and she wanted us to look it up. Before I reveal it, y'all are going to want to see this, and we're going to post it on our Instagram, so you should make sure, stop what you're doing, press pause, go follow us on Instagram. What's our Instagram again?
Unsolicited Advice Pod.
Okay. Go follow us on Instagram to look at this thing.
Also, we're going to put it on our Facebook because we have a Facebook now.
Oh, yeah, we have a Facebook. Yes. Okay. So it's called The Naked Man Orchid.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a trap, to be honest. I was like, this is a trap. I'm going to Google it, and it's going to be something that I've never wanted to see.
Just super inappropriate.
The coolest flower I've ever seen.
What?
And I just want to get your reaction. Ready?
Okay. So...
Okay, while she's getting acquainted.
It looks like a little alien man.
It literally looks like an alien, but there's like a thing dangling between its legs. So
it's for
a naked
sure
man
male.
Orchid. And
no
y'all need to go look at it right now because
oh my God.
Isn't that amazing?
That's hilarious. We need it. Mark needs to see this. Should
Mark, can you see? Andrew, is Andrew in there? Can you see it?
Naked male orchid.
We got a
that
thumbs up.
That is hilarious.
Yes. So thank you so much for sharing that. I loved it. I loved just getting a little snippet. And so I felt like we should start the episode with that.
I appreciate that too. I appreciate the listener for sending that because I feel like that really confirms that like our humor is your humor. You know, if you're sending us
weird
stuff like this, that we get along. Like if we met in real life, you'd be sitting right here with
it's
us
true.
Just having a good time.
It's so true.
I really appreciate that. So thank you. If you guys have things that you think are weird and you want us to start the episode off with that or a funny story or something like that, send it in because we will take all of them.
All of it. All of
all
the
of
above.
Them. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
How was your week, Ash?
My week was good. I went and saw Ariana Grande for the third time.
TFTI.
Yeah, it was a good time. She brought out Khalid and I love Khalid. So it was good. It was good. I had a fancy moment. I went with a brand and they had a suite.
Oh,
and
nice.
I really enjoyed that suite life.
Of Zach and
I
Cody?
Walked in and I was just like, wow, this is beautiful.
Dang.
They had food. I had my own little like dance corner. You know, there wasn't people bothering me. It was
That's
great.
Amazing.
It was a good time. I felt very bouge.
Good.
As
I'm proud
were.
Of you.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of you for entering that bouge life.
Oh, I did.
With pride.
So much.
I had a cute guy say hi to me and then almost broke my hand because...
What?
I was walking to my car, and these two guys were walking, and this guy was like, hey. And I was like, oh, my God. Hi. So I went to say hi,
hello.
And I swung my hand up and hit it on the side view mirror of the car I was walking next to. It was the loudest. And I didn't even finish the word hi. It was like, ha, boom. Like, so, and he just looked at me and was like, oh, ouch. And I could, like, I was in so much pain.
He
and
said,
I was
oh,
just like,
ouch.
Yeah. I was like, it's fine. Just go.
Honey,
just go.
I'm Shoo-shoo. So sorry.
Yeah. But besides that, married off my brother.
He got married on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was beautiful. So I have a new sister.
You
Shout out, Vanessa.
Hi,
I've never
Vanessa.
Had sisters. So.
No, this is a first.
It's very
this
exciting.
It's a very big deal.
Yeah. So that
that's
was
crazy.
Emotional and great.
And
he
that's been
cried.
A long time coming. So I feel like this is a big, this was, you know.
Yeah.
Very emotional.
First, like, married off person in my family, and I'm the oldest, so I got a lot of comments.
It's fine. Oh.
I caught the bouquet, which I would be excited for, but I've caught, like, five, so clearly it's a myth.
It does nothing.
It was great. It was beautiful. It was perfect. He ugly cried through his whole vows, which made me ugly cry.
Right, yeah.
So it was great. It was great.
Oh, I love that. Congrats, Brett and Vanessa.
Congrats, guys.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Shall we get into it?
Yes. Yeah, we've definitely got some good stories from you guys. Let's. Do you want to start?
I'll go first.
You want to start?
Okay. Well, mine's kind of short. Is yours?
Mine's a little long. Okay. So let's. Let's go with yours first.
I feel like, remember in the beginning, I always went last.
Yeah,
and you went first.
I'm a little upset because I loved going first.
Jokes
because
on you.
I got to chill afterwards.
All planned.
And
yeah.
You just snuck in there.
No, I did it once and liked it so much that I strategically, I'm like, I have the shorter
you
one.
You really did.
Okay. This is from Anonymous.
Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous.
I felt like I had to say that, like, what's the word? Rhythmically. Anonymous. Like, da-da-da-da. You know? Anonymous.
Sometimes, like, sometimes when you're, like, struggling through a, like, you're trying to get a point across.
I can't. Sometimes I
like
can't
to just sit back and just watch it happen to see, like, where it's going to go without, like,
really
helping you.
My head will immediately know exactly where it's going, and it'll just go, and my mouth's just sitting here trying to catch up, just like, wait, where were we going, you know? And it happens constantly.
Oh, I'm sure.
All the time.
Welcome
I'm like, oh,
life.
I forgot the word.
Yes. Okay, dear Ashley and Taryn, first off, I want to start by saying that I look forward to Monday mornings now because of your podcast.
Thank you.
I love you guys. Oh, no. I just made her say she loves us, but she didn't. Awkward.
Let's just assume.
I love listening to you guys on my way to work. Okay, so I'm 20 years old, and I've been hung up. Oh, my God. Okay, one more time. Okay, so I'm 20 years old, and I've been hung up on the same guy for the past 4 years. For the sake of privacy, we'll call him Nathan.
Okay, Nathan.
Enter Nathan.
Enters Nathan.
Here's a quick little summary. He and I grew up together, but we're never really that close. 2015 is the year we began to talk. I love details.
Mm-hmm.
Give me all the details.
All the details, please. This is great. It's really like painting a full picture for us.
You can tell because like we've said that before. Uh-huh. Like some of the stories I'll read and they'll be like, it was brisk, and the smell of this was wafting through the air.
They whipped out their thesaurus, and it's more like a like homework assignment instead of just a,
they're like,
you know?
We know how to get these girls now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we would occasionally text and talk in person whenever we would see each other, but it never got serious since we were just kids. Fast forward to 2017, he got a girlfriend, which kind of sucked. I hate that.
That's the worst.
You're like, oh, you're dating someone. Oh.
Okay, bye.
Oh, good for you. Okay, I didn't let it affect me since we barely would talk anyways. It was never too serious. Later that year, I found out that Nathan and his girlfriend had decided to just be friends because she was moving too fast.
Winner, winner.
I know, chicken dinner.
Uh-huh. Good for you, girl.
Oh, God. So he hit me up once again, and this time it was more serious. We flirted, we texted, we laughed, we would talk for hours, and he would always tell me how he felt about me, but never asked me to be his girlfriend. Mm. Come on, Nathan.
Mm. Slacking.
I know. We would always go out together or with friends. We were so comfortable with each other, I guess we didn't need to label it because it honestly did feel like we were dating. Anyways, about 6 months go by, and I'm really falling for him. Then I receive the news from my best friend. She tells me that Nathan and his ex-girlfriend were talking again, and her little heart was broken.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I felt like I got my hopes up for something that could have been truly amazing. He never texted me back or gave me an explanation on what's going on. That's when I realized he didn't care anymore, or maybe he never did. I hate that.
I hate that, too.
I think, like, honestly, the whole idea of just dropping something without any – any...
Oh, ooh, she is triggered. I can't guys, agree more.
Okay, Ashley and Alicia both do this thing where, like, when they're either, like, they really enjoy something, they take a bite of, like, something that tastes really good, or they're, like, soups annoyed. One of their eyes shuts, and the other one flutters, and their eye, like, rolls back. It's, like, the trippiest thing. Like, I don't know how they do
really
it.
Sounds really weird and demonic, but I swear it's not that creepy.
Make sure you're following us on our Instagram, because I'm going to make her take a video doing it, and we're going to post it.
Okay, deal.
But... yeah, she just did that. So obviously she's triggered.
She's super annoyed. I cannot stand that.
Close but circle people understand why she's annoyed.
I do want to say that you know what? I'm going to wait till you finish before I start giving advice. I'm sorry. Continue.
Okay. Yeah. It is annoying though. Like, grow a pair and
so
just
childish,
say something.
Just say something. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Put a pin in that.
Okay. I was so confused and didn't want to accept the fact that he had moved on so sudden until the day I saw him look at her the way I looked at him. Seeing that, I felt my heart break into tiny pieces and I felt my whole body go numb. Ugh. I can like physically feel that feeling.
I don't like it.
Ugh. Isn't it weird how like emotions can affect your body? Like I remember when I went through my breakup, like I had to pull over the car and I was like literally curled in a ball and I felt like my chest, like I felt like I was having a heart attack.
I always feel extremely nauseous.
Yeah.
Extremely, like I want to throw up but I can't. Yeah. It's like that worst terrible like pit in your stomach feeling. Yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah, emotions are powerful, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's now been a year and a half since all this happened and I hate having to pretend that I'm okay all the time when I'm around him. They have mutual friends, so they're like around each other. Now he is engaged to his girlfriend, and here I am still hung up on him, which makes it harder. What makes it harder is that I still see him twice a week for church, so it makes it impossible to annoy him. So my question to you guys...
Impossible to annoy him?
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm having a hard time reading. Yeah. Avoid. Avoid.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you for that. Uh-huh. I remember in one of our episodes, I said lard instead of loud, and I was like, why did nobody... Like, you didn't notice that? No one? Okay. So I'll say, what makes it harder is I see him twice a week for church, so it makes it impossible to avoid him.
Got it.
My question to you guys is, how can I get over someone who clearly doesn't bother to think about me or how I'm feeling? Thank you, guys. I love you so much.
That is rough.
Getting over someone is so hard.
It really is. Especially when you've had feelings for them for such a long time.
And when there's no
closure. And you've grown up together. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. That's a lot of baggage to have to, like, sort through.
Yeah. And I think, like, honestly, I mean, I looked up a few articles about, like, how to get over someone. And all of it is basically the same thing. Like, one of the first things is always time, which is so – it's one of those answers that you hate hearing, like, give it time. But it is true, honestly. Like, with time – You can heal, you can move on. With time, you can meet someone else, you can, like, process things. But the whole idea is, like, you have to get closure. And from what I'm hearing for her is, like, she can't get that closure.
Right.
Because
he's around all the time.
Yeah. And honestly, I think the biggest thing that she's heard about is the fact that it was just, like, oh, we're talking, things are, like, flowing, and then, like, boom, I'm back with my girl, I'm not going to talk to you ever again. Like, instead of just being, like,
dropped.
A man, Nathan, and being like, hey, you mean a lot, but, like, obviously, like, there was kind of something going on with us, but, you know, I have this history with her, and I, like, want to give it a try.
Yeah.
So that, I feel like that's the main question, is, like, how do you get closure when you can't have that closure conversation?
Yeah. I feel for me, this is different for everyone. This is specifically like my own experience. I've never, and I know you haven't really dated Nathan, but I've never been able to remain friends with someone after I've dated. I know, I'm sure it is possible. I personally have not been with anyone where it was possible.
Yeah.
So I think where you're at, where maybe this is possible for her, is you need to decide if you want to remain friends with him.
Yeah.
If you do, then I think the answer is you need to have a talk with him.
Yeah.
And you need to set boundaries. So, like, don't let yourself be around him that often. Only see him every once in a while. And it sucks that you have to do this, but if your friends are going out and you don't feel like you're in a good place to see him, then don't go.
Don't go, yeah.
You know, and set those boundaries. Mute him on all socials so you don't have to see that stuff, because this is for you. This is not about him.
Yeah.
And it's not about making him feel bad or anything, but it's about getting you into a better place so that when you do have to be around him, you're, like, prepared for it.
Yeah.
If you don't see yourself being friends with Nathan, then I think the best thing to do is just bow out.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like a friendship will continue or even be there, really, then I would just...
Yeah.
I mean, well, unfortunately, I would just bow out. Yeah. But I know plenty of people where they've made it work after a good, open conversation.
Yeah, but I feel like it's clear that, like, she can't be friends right now.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, you can hear still in her, it's like she still is desiring that, but, like, he's engaged, so it's kind
of,
like...
Yeah,
that's
a whole new level of...
Yeah. So, and honestly... I think, like, it's hard because it's hard to have those closure conversations when that person is in a relationship now. Because now you have, like, those lines that you can't, like, cross or you shouldn't cross, I should say.
Yeah.
So about closure, like, everybody finds it in their own ways. I've done before, like, with a guy where I was like, I know I can't have this conversation with you, where I've, like, I swear I'm, like, always talking about writing a letter. But, like, I did. I, like, sat and wrote as if I was writing to him, and I went so freaking emo in this moment. Like, I put on sad music, I had my candles lit, and I literally was, like, my paper was soaking wet. Like, I sobbed and just wrote out, like, you made me feel like this. Like, I can't believe after all this time. Like, I wrote it all out. And then, like, get a group of friends and, like, go to the beach, have a bonfire and, like, burn it. Or whatever you gotta do to, like, have that release of, like, getting those feelings and emotions out. But I think you've gotta, like, get in your mind that, like, it is over, which is such a hard thing to do. But I think once you kind of, like, get that solidified in your mind, then you start to take those steps. But when you're still hanging on to that hope, you're not going to let yourself have closure because you don't want closure.
Yeah. And you got to shut that down so hard when he's clearly engaged and there's no other option. So, yeah, I think the best thing you can do is do something like that and really make it clear. It sounds so dramatic, but you kind of have to, like, mourn that friendship because it sounds like it's never going to be the way it was before.
Yeah.
So you have to accept that before you're actually able to physically and emotionally, like, move on from what was.
You know? And it's hard. So when I was dating my ex, the single ex, the one ex, we broke up. But, like, right before we broke up, I introduced my best friend to his brother.
Yeah.
Bad move, Taryn. So literally we broke up right when they started dating.
Oh, shoot.
They are now married with children.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. So, like, I still remember it was such a low moment. I had just gotten my pup, Charlie. I had him. I couldn't leave him by himself. So I had him, thank God. And I had to go to her surprise party that he was going to be at.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, don't let this stop you. Like, you can do this. Like, just go, say hi to her, and then leave. And I walk in. He was there with this girl that I always suspected something was happening with. And I put on that fake smile, and I was just like, oh, yeah, this is so great. I just ripped out my hoop earring.
She just ripped out her earring.
I'll get in heated. Let me take my hoops out.
I guess so. Dang. That was so funny.
No, but I walked, all of a sudden I was like, I don't feel good. I literally walked out into the back alley, cried for 2 seconds, threw up, literally wiped my face, got myself together, went back in and, like, waited, said hi to her, left, and then cried my eyes out. But it was like, I let myself, like, have that little dose, but I was, like, not okay, you know? And then I knew at that moment, like, I had to, like, really separate myself.
Yeah.
But I also knew, like, he's going to be around still to this day. Like, it wouldn't be weird if I just ran into him. Now, we're at a really good place. But one of the things, and this sounds kind of strange, but one of the things that helped me a lot is because that person constantly pops in your mind, right?
Right.
And your initial reaction is like, oh, stop thinking about him. Or you get sad. Or you're like, well, I wonder what he's doing. Like, I wonder if he's with that girl. I wonder if he's whatever. I don't know why. I just started doing this thing where every time I thought about him, I would just, like, send up, like, a positive prayer or vibe towards him.
Yeah.
So, like, I would think about
him. I love that.
My stomach would drop, and I would be like, okay, God, like, help him to have a great day and help him to, like, work out whatever he's going through. And then I dropped it. And so then, like, from that point on, like for me, it was like when those things came up, I was able to just like not have this whole negative thing take over me. But it's like, he's a human. It sucks that this didn't work out, but like, I don't wish bad on him, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So it was like, I just set up a little like positive vibe, let it go. And then I like moved on with that moment. And that helped me so much. But I know it's kind of like a out of the box.
I don't think it's out of the box at all. I think you're slowly changing the way you think about someone.
Yeah.
Because it won't happen right away. And it's going to take some time of you continuously doing that. But eventually you're going to start having good positive feelings towards them.
Yeah.
Where there's no emotional ties or connections or, you know, to anything that bad that happened between the two of you. I love that you said that because my dad always said growing up that if someone... like if you think about them a lot or if they're on your heart for some reason, then you should like pray for them or reach out to them because like maybe they're going through something. So I really think that's cool how you did that because not only are you wishing them well, but you're also slowly changing your thought process and how you think about them.
Yeah. No, totally.
That's cool.
Yeah. It helped me a lot.
I'm going to start doing that.
You should. Mm-hmm. You should. Little, and honestly, Taryn nugget. I always tell Ashley this. I've told you this. Mm-hmm. Not always. Like, this happens to you all the time. Okay. Every time, like, we've gone through something where we're sad about, like, a guy not working out. Like, uh-huh. I've been through it. You've been through it. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm like, okay, think about, like, how much you dig this guy. And he seems like, if I can't have anyone except him, like, he's my person.
Yeah.
And then think about, like, if that really is not who you're meant to be with and there's someone else out there.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be so much better.
Yes.
So instead of, like, dwelling, like, you know, this guy obviously was not in the cards for you. And honestly, like, you might be being saved from something, like, massive. Like, maybe he has all these issues. Maybe whatever. You don't know.
You never know.
But there's someone out there for you. Like, you will find someone. You will move on. So instead, just try to get that closure any way you can. Focus on yourself. Have fun. You're young. Enjoy these days. And then when you do find someone, like, if I would have gotten married... back when in my early 20s when I was dating, like, I think about all, I wouldn't have met you. I wouldn't have traveled like all over the world.
There would be no UA.
Yeah, I wouldn't have my puppy. I wouldn't have a podcast. You know what I mean? But like, I've experienced so much since then. Yeah. And at that time, I would have like swore on a Bible that I was going to marry him. But like, I've lived so much life since then that I would not trade, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, just there is a bigger picture at play. So just kind of like, step back and have faith in that, and you'll get through this.
You're going to get through this, Anonymous. Thank you so much for sending in your letter. We're wishing you all the best.
All good things.
And, I fully believe that you will move on, and it'll be a good brand new chapter in your life that you'll be excited for.
Someday you'll be like, that guy. Yeah. Nathan.
Nathan.
Forget Nathan.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my story.
That was a great story. I feel like a lot of people are going to hear that, and a lot of people are going to relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I feel like everyone's going to relate to that to some level. I feel like
every single person in the world is either with their person or trying to get over their wrong person.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Yes. Most relatable story.
I'm trying to get over, like, celebrities. That's my current struggle is because I really...
That's a good question. How do you get over celebrities, someone you haven't actually...
You know, when freaking Nick Jonas got engaged, I was like, RIP. I had to unfollow for a while because I really thought we were going to get married. And then I recently followed him again. Happy for them.
They're back in a healthy place.
They're freaking adorable. Wow. Whatever. Yeah.
So sarcastic. I can't. Okay. Let's do a break and then we'll go into my story.
Sweet.
Cool.
Break.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Hey guys, we just wanted to take a second to just say thank you for being a part of our little Unsolicited Advice family.
We love you guys so much, and it would mean so much to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Spread the word. Spread the love.
Yes.
Give advice to everyone. Advice for you. Advice for your mom. Advice
change
for your
world.
Friends. Change the world. Help us get the word out there. And yeah, that would mean so much to us. And back to the show. Okay, back from our break.
We're back.
If you guys haven't yet, please, 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 please be sure to follow us on Instagram. We have a Facebook page. Everything will be listed down below. If you have any stories that you would like advice on, that you would like to share with us, if you have funny stories, embarrassing stories, or more deep emotional stories that you would like help with, please email them to us. Taryn, where should they email us?
Did you pass it because you're not confident or because you're
not
testing
confident,
me?
I'm not confident, so I was sending it your way.
Okay. Advice unsolicited pod.
Yes.
At gmail.com.
Well done. Well done. I had a moment of just pure panic and I was like, shoot.
You did it so confidently.
Because I was
though.
On a roll and then I was like, I'm gonna stumble.
You know why
and then
I knew
she's
you were
going
doing
to
it?
Laugh at me.
You broke eye contact and I was like, oh,
I was looking
this
at her.
This is a trick.
And then whenever I get stuck, my eyes go straight up. Like yep. I just go, oh. And I'm sure that's a classic thing that most people do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it went straight up and I was trying to figure out what on earth our email was. But yes, be sure to email them there. We can't wait to get them. By the way, we are getting so many emails.
Yeah.
I know I feel like I say this every single episode. But every week I go on for the next week's episode and there's just so many more. And then I feel a little, it's scared because there's so many. And
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out the best way to get through all of them. But yeah, we love them and keep them coming. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out.
speaking of figuring it out, it was cool because I saw an email the other day where it was someone writing in to someone from an episode. Yeah, and it was
really?
It was a beautiful email.
I missed
and,
that one.
Yeah, I might have snagged it, my bad.
Oh, shoot.
I'll share it with you later. but, like, I think, like, that's cool. And that's what I'm excited about, like, the Facebook, too, is,
yeah.
like, people writing in and being like, hey, like, so-and-so from this episode, like, I've been there. Like, because that's the whole thing. It's human connection.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about that a lot, but that was why we liked the idea of this podcast is
yeah.
because – I love people and I love hearing about people's lives and like there's something about if you're going through something and I hear about your experience, like it encourages me or it makes me feel like I'm not alone or
mm-hmm.
it can teach me something
yeah.
of what to avoid, you know what I
yeah.
mean? So it's kind of cool just to see that people are like not just listening to the episodes, but they're connecting with the people we're reading about because they are real people.
Yeah.
Like
they're real people with real life situations.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. No, totally.
No,
so.
It's so great.
It's
Everyone
cool.
has a story. Everyone has a story to pass on to the other
yeah.
people, and everyone's going through something similar.
Totally.
You know, so it's really interesting. This podcast has been so much fun.
Yes.
Getting to read all your guys' stuff. Speaking of your guys'
on
stuff.
On that note, nice leeway.
Here is my story today, who, you know, she titled it.
Of course she did.
If you guys don't know, I typically tend to go for the ones with really eye-catching titles.
Yes, she does.
So here it is. The title is My Double Life, Being 25 and Dating Someone Twice My Age.
Ooh.
Ooh. You see why I was like, that's
yeah.
the one. I'll take it. She starts off saying, hey, babes, which, hello.
Hi.
Take that any day, any time of the day. Okay. This one's a little long, so I'm just going to like power through
it.
So prepare yourself.
Go for
Buckle
it.
Down.
Okay.
Sip your coffee, whatever. Enjoy the
Do you
ride.
Have coffee.
It's gonna be... Here we go. So recently I discovered your podcast, and may I please say how unbelievably hilarious and refreshing it is to listen to the two of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
She
I
think
didn't
we're
say
pretty
that.
Funny
I said
too.
That. I'm just, yeah. Your BFF convos crack me up and remind me of the no BS, no judgment, we're hilarious, and no one else could ever understand the level we're on relationship that my best friend and I have.
Oh my gosh.
So we remind her of her and her best
that's
friend.
That's cute.
I think that's precious and adorable, yeah. And if we ever meet one day, we should all get coffee, because
it's good to know that, like, other people think they're the cutest too, because we think we're so cute.
We're adorable.
We're like the cutest.
And it makes me so happy that other people can relate to that, so thank you so much for that.
Thanks.
She goes on. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I moved 1,000 miles away from her a few years ago, and she's now in one of those on track to getting married relationships, so we don't get to have the same amount of unsolicited advice convos as I'd wish we'd have.
Aww.
Which that's such a bummer, but I'm sure you guys are gonna.
Ashley, if you try to move, I'll kill you.
If
I can't have you, no one can.
I can't leave, apparently.
Nope.
Just locked down here. I can't leave anywhere.
Nope.
Okay, so she said that she can't have those kinds of conversations with her friends. She continues to say, here's where I turn to you, babes. I recently turned 25, have an amazing job, living in my favorite city, Miami. And when I moved down here 3 years ago, I ended my first serious relationship because I wanted to take time to explore who I am as a person and what I want out of life, which is obviously a lifelong process. So I understand that there is no definitive answer. But life hit me with an unexpected surprise much sooner than I thought it would. Moving to a new city and making new friends was fun, and even though I was recently single, I could bring myself to get a Tinder date every once in a while. I've never been into the dating scene that I see my girlfriends have, even though it seems exciting and fun at times. My last relationship was with someone 16 years older than me, and the age difference was nothing because of how youthful and cool he was. Pause while I flip the page.
Flip the page.
Well, long story short, I went on a whim date 6 months after moving to Miami with a guy who I knew was clearly older than my ex. But I thought it'd be fun to go have a bite to eat and hopefully get picked up in an exotic car. I love that she said that.
Yeah.
She said, cliche, I know, but it sounded like a way better way to spend my Thursday night than watching Lifetime movies with my roommate at the time. She 100% is us.
I know.
This is great. She says, we hit it off like crazy, like cosmic kind of connection crazy, and it made me forget the differences in our age. I've fallen in love with the man, and flash forward over a year later, we're still together. I have very much been present in his life. I'm close with his parents, his brother and sister, his friends, and I very quickly got over the uneasiness of being the significantly younger girlfriend. However, I have been unable to reciprocate this on my side. Only a handful of my friends even know about him or have met him. And my family weirdly found out after I spilled the beans to one of my older sisters. Needless to say, it is not accepted, and bringing up his name to any family member is basically taboo. I feel like I'm living a double life where I'm in this relationship that's evolving, etc., and then I'm the single 25-year-old that's trying to relate to her other single 25-year-old friends. I haven't had much time to talk to them about this, and whenever I do, they just say it's no big deal and don't care about what anyone else thinks. However, that's easier said than done. Am I being silly for maintaining a relationship that goes against all of society's norms? Just because you love someone doesn't mean you're meant to be. But I am in love, and I don't want to be with anyone else right now. I also would do anything to have both of these lives I'm living blend into one happy life where my friends and family can see how much joy this man and his family and friends bring to me. Ugh, it's so complicated, but that's what unsolicited advice is for, right?
Hey.
She signs it by XOXO, confused double agent, wannabe Charlie's Angel.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with her.
I love her too. But what, first of all, she didn't give us her name, so this is anonymous, but the way you wrote this, I live for. It was so great. The details, the backstory to, like,
I was silent, and I'm never quiet.
Taryn didn't even, like, which I did say it was longer, which, can we just give myself props? I only stumbled like twice.
I know, I'm proud of you.
That was
mine
a lot.
Was like a fourth of that, and I stumbled like,
I was like
50 times.
Deep breath. Here we go.
It's like reading in front of your class. It's like terrifying.
Oof, that's crazy. I have never dated someone twice my age, so I don't have any real experience in this. I've had friends that dated someone significantly older. Mm-hmm. I think the oldest I ever dated was like 8 years older than me.
Really?
Yeah, this was a while ago. But
see, I'm like Miss Cougar over here. Like I usually have the opposite problem where it's like way younger than me that I've I think.
But even then, it's not. This is twice her age. No, she's 25.
Well, that would be like a 15-year-old.
If she's 25 right now, then this guy's in his early 50s.
Yeah.
Ish. Somewhere around there.
Yeah. Dang. No, but I'm saying that's the only like experience I have with like people being like, that's weird that you're dating.
Got it.
You know, but even that, it's like 6 years younger than you, 9 years younger than you. That's so crazy.
That's, yeah.
But I don't know. I've never dated an older guy. But I feel like the whole like social norm thing, this is, well, do you want to give advice first?
I'm just jumping on it. Go for it.
I feel like, first of all, you are living a double life and mm-hmm. you've got to decide like what you want. Because if this is just like, oh, I'm dating this, I'm seeing like how this goes, but like I really don't think I could like actually be with this person for the rest of my life, then I can see not wanting to like cause all this drama with your family and friends. But if you are like in love with this guy and like actually want to pursue a future, you got to rip the band-aid. Like you just got to do it. And the thing 100%. is if your family freaks out and your friends, everyone's like absolutely not and causes this big old thing that eventually makes it to where like you can't be with him if you don't want to lose those relationships, mm-hmm. then like you'll figure that out. But the longer you wait and the more serious, that's going to make it even harder because they're going to be like, you've been dating this guy this long and haven't told us. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
So I would say like if you really want to give it a try, like you should just have that blunt, honest conversation. Like, I'm in love with this guy. Like, he means a lot to me. I know you guys don't understand this, but it means a lot to me. It's important to me. And I want you to like sit, ask your questions. Let's have an open conversation. And like, I'd love you to meet him. Like, he'll be ready for those like hard conversations too.
Yeah.
But if you don't do it, then you're never going to know.
Yeah,
you know?
No, for sure. And I'm pretty sure I've said this on this podcast before. But I've learned in my past that whether it's with a guy or if it's with something else in my life, if I'm not sharing that information with my friends or my sister or Taryn, there's usually a reason why. And it's an underlining, I'm either ashamed, like uneasy, or unsure about it. And it doesn't necessarily matter like which one it is. There's a reason I'm not telling them, and it's because I'm not okay with them knowing yet.
Yeah.
And that means to me, that means that there's something I need to figure out first.
Yeah.
So I think your friends are right. I think age is just a number.
Yeah.
And I think your friends are right. If you don't find anything wrong with dating him, then you should make it very clear to your friends and family that he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And this doesn't affect me in any way. And as my friends and family, like, I want you to give him a chance, you know? And I'm sure if you said it in that way, they would rise to the occasion. Yeah. They would just be like, okay, well, let's meet him and go from there, you know? But you do have to give them that opportunity first. But you also, here's what I'm trying to say. I feel like a lot of times, even though I agree with your friends, this is kind of just going backwards here, your family knows you the most usually. So if you're uneasy about his age, then I'm sure they're picking up on that.
Yeah.
So they're probably just solidifying that feeling because they feel your uneasiness about it. So they're like, no, if you're feeling uneasy, then it's a no. You know, because I feel like that's something my family would do. So I think the root of what needs to be done here is you need to decide for yourself whether or not this is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Because he can't help his age.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about that. Mm-mm. So you either have to accept him fully being a 50-year-old and move forward with that, present him in that way and make it clear to your friends and family that you care a lot about him and you want them to take him seriously and view him the way you view him.
Yeah.
Or if you do think this age thing is a deal breaker, then you need to take a step back.
Yeah.
And really figure out if this is actually going to work because, you know, being 25, you have a lot of life ahead of you. I wouldn't ever want you to I'm not saying that you're a player, but I wouldn't ever want you to tease him in a certain way because he might be taking it a lot more seriously than you are.
Well, she straight up said she's in love. So, yeah. I don't know. Like, same thing. Like, what I think we both said. Like, you just got to figure out where you're at with this guy.
Yeah.
And if it's worth it, you know, then, like, go for it and see what happens. Like, you never know. Like,
I don't
honestly
think there's anything wrong with it. I understand how, if I was in your shoes, I understand how I would feel the social norms and how I would feel pressured that this is weird. He's so much older than me. So I understand where you're coming from, but I really think age really is just a number. And I think people are go through different things in life at different times. And you guys, even though you're different ages, you might be in the same path right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and people, like, one of my friends just got married, and her guy, I think he's only like 11 or 12 years older than her. Mm-hmm. But I know, like, people were like, oh my gosh, he's so much older than you. And then, like, the second you, like, see them together, you're like, oh my God, this makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's not a question in your mind of, oh, I don't know, he's to this or she's to this.
Yeah.
They just fit, and that's what you want to get to. You know, like, that they just see you guys together and are like, this works. You know, it's natural. It's smooth feeling.
And to her family's defense, they haven't even met him. So,
well, I don't even know if they know about it. Well, she said something
like
about
they
bringing
know
him up.
Because her sister... She told her sister, and I think her sister told the family, if I'm reading this correctly. So if that's the case, all of these feelings and judgments possibly that are coming from your family is solely based off of the fact that he's twice your age.
Yeah.
But
and that you weren't the one to tell him.
Yeah. So it feels sketchy to them to their defense. You know, they're like, oh, she didn't tell us. And it turns out he's twice her age, you know. But if he's really great, like you're saying he is, and if you love him, then, I mean, I feel like your family deserves the opportunity to meet him.
Totally. And I mean, with anything, we've talked about this in, like, tons of stories. Like, any choice you make in life, like, you've got to own whatever comes with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't date an older guy and expect to not, like, get
some. Of course
some.
People are going to say
something. People are going to say, oh, you're in it for the money. He could be broke. They don't know. But, like, you're in it for the money if you're, like, this young girl trying to date this older guy.
Right. That's
or you have daddy
thing.
Issues. Or, like, oh, he's just going through a midlife crisis. Like, so you, like, just be prepared for it, you know? And, like, go into these conversations being, like, okay, bring
it
on.
Yeah.
And, well, are you going to have kids? Like, is he going to be – when you're this age, he's going to be – like, all those things that come, just be, like, expectant of it. And then also
feel like you
have
think
your
– I really haven't thought about that.
Yeah. Have your comebacks ready. But also you just have to, like, own it. Like, if that's the life you're choosing, then it shouldn't matter what everyone says, you know?
Yeah, and the best part is he'll be there with you.
Yeah.
If you've met his family and you were there with him, you were probably standing, like, right next to each other as he introduced you, you know, and you guys can both walk into him meeting your family and him meeting your friends, and you can be united together and just being like, yep, this is us. Like,
yeah,
he's older. We know. Get over it.
Yeah.
Let's all, like, hang out and talk and get to know each other, you know?
Ultimately, it has to do, like, when you choose a person and you get married or you choose to, like, live your life with a partner or whatever, like, that's your... It's you two first, and then everything is, like, around it. And, you know, so you have to make sure, like, if you're set on that, like, this is my person and I want to spend a life and build a life with this person, then, like, yes, it's still – your family still matters and all that stuff, but, like, they can eventually come around, but, like, that foundation has to be strong. So that's why I feel like she just needs to decide.
Yeah.
Yes, he's it. Let's see how this goes.
Or
I'm just having fun, but you got to be careful because, homegirl, you said the L word.
Yeah, it's not too much fun. It sounds a little more serious. Yeah, I think definitely do all of that. I was going to try to list it out, but I feel like it was a lot.
We said a lot. Some of it might have made sense. Some of it not.
I would 100%, if you like this, if you love this guy, then... I wouldn't be scared of this at all, because if it's genuine love, then your friends and family will see that. Mm-hmm. And they genuinely just need an opportunity to see him and meet him and then possibly and probably fall in love with him just as much as you love him, you know? So, Thank you for sending in your letter. That was a really good one. Also, the title and how it was written, it got me. Thank you so much for being vulnerable with us.
I just want all of you to know who send in your stuff without titles. Don't worry. I see you. Ashley might not support you, but I support you.
I might just add my own title.
That's true. She might not open your email, but if she does,
don't take it personally. I don't hate the non-title people. Yes. I can't help it when the title is hilarious and clever like that. It's a good one.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's a good one. So the last episode, we talked about, or this wasn't the last episode. Oh, it was a while ago. We were talking about how some of our stories have gotten a little more serious. And how we really wanted, because it's Monday, we don't want, you know, to get you down on a Monday. So that's just rude. So we were talking about really ending the podcast on a more positive, fun note, whether it be a joke or a funny story or something like that.
Yeah.
One of you guys listened to us and sent in a funny short story for us to end on the next podcast that we wanted to. There's no name, so I'm so sorry. But thank you so much for sending this in. Taryn hasn't heard it, so I'm going to read it off to you guys. It says, "Hey, Ashley and Taryn."
Hi.
A hello. Okay, so this story is wild from start to finish. Oh, she did give us a name. Her name is Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Pronounced Elena.
Elena.
So, Elena.
Elena.
She says she works at a law firm. Around November last year, there was a client that came in and he gave me an object around the size of a football wrapped in tin foil. Oh, God. He says it is for my boss and that it's food. When I asked him if it needed to be refrigerated, he smirked, probably thinking I am this innocent kid, and said no and left. Later found out that it was a loaf of banana bread.
Okay. I thought it was like a human head. I got really nervous.
There's so many possibilities in that wrapped football size.
Oh my gosh, it's
banana
scary.
Bread. Okay. Fast forward to the end of the day, my boss gets hungry and sees the loaf and takes a chunk and eats it. This loaf of banana bread was laced with a ton of weed. So much so that it got him high almost as soon as he swallowed the first bite. He then screams, "Whoa, I'm high." It's like a bunch of exclamation points. And proceeds to try and give us all a piece of it, of which we all declined. We later found out that he had asked the client to bake this loaf for him. But why bring it to the firm and not outside of work? We still laugh about it to this day. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought that was hilarious. I don't know what I thought the loaf was, but I did not like picture it being that in any way. I thought it was some kind of prank or there was something gross inside. But yeah, so.
Oh my, well, I thought first of all, because it's a law firm, like he put someone to jail and their family was like, oh,
I know,
show
it was
you.
Like they're angry, they're going to send
it. But if he asked for it, dummy.
So her boss asked for it.
Oh my gosh.
So it made me laugh because. I just thought it was funny.
I don't know.
It sounds like a TV show.
Yeah.
You know, working at a law firm, everyone's serious, and this guy brings in this mysterious loaf, and turns out your boss is high at work and tries to get you high at the same time.
That's
a lose-lose.
Yes.
People, advice, unsolicited advice right here. If your boss ever tries to get you to get high at work, it's a hard no.
No.
Hard pass. Don't do it. It's a mistake.
I can't even, like, sometimes, like, when people bring in food and are like, I baked these cookies for you, I get really weirded out.
I don't trust you.
I'm like, girl, did you wash your
hands? You baked this? Did your mom bake this?
Are those bad eggs?
You don't look
clean.
Am I
going to get salmonella?
I don't think you wash your hands.
Yeah.
So gross. Yeah. I fully understand that. So if you guys like ending things with a short story or a joke, please let us know.
Send them in.
And specifically personally, for like the end, you know?
Yeah. Well, I still personally like my dad jokes, but.
Your dad jokes were great. Maybe we'll rotate. Maybe we'll give Taryn, you know.
Stop trying to silence
me. An episode here.
Supplies.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, for sending in your stories, and we hope you have a happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy freaking Monday. Woo. Get out there, slay your day.
Yes.
And we're just
we always now. When we end, it's like
it's when we start and it's when we end,
and then it ends with us going bye,
bye.
Every single time. I know, we're so dumb.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.